This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Vice President of the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara Nation, Randy Phelan, was among governors, mayors, and stakeholders meeting with the Trump administration this week to discuss how to improve U.S. infrastructure, which included energy talks. The tribe has been working on oil and gas development for the last 9 years. The reservation sits in the heart of Bakken oil and gas reserves. In March, the tribe's chairman, Mark Fox, told National Native News there are pros and cons of this type of energy development. He says one benefit is revenue.
On Fort Berthold, with well over $1 billion in royalties paid out since 2008, two-thirds of that has gone to individual allottees or individual tribal members who own land. And so for the first time in the history of our tribe, since we've interacted with United States government, that many of our families, many of our elders have been able to realize some royalty revenue that they can do things like get new homes and better car, take care of their grandchildren, do things they never were able to do before because of that. So we've fostered and supported that development.
Royalties are also helping the tribe with education, health care, and housing. Fox says cons include negative influences from the industry, such as crime and environmental impacts. As for the federal government's role in infrastructure projects, tribes being part of decision-making is key, says Phelan, who met with the president, vice president, and senior administration officials Thursday at the White House.
Across Indian country, we really need to listen and be part of the process, be heard, and making sure our people are represented, and the opportunity is there. We just got to make sure we key on opportunity.
The Trump administration has vowed a new era for American infrastructure, which included greenlighting the Keystone and Dakota Access pipeline projects, saying they create jobs and boost the economy. Meanwhile, the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe is receiving support from the Wallace Global Fund for renewable energy projects. The tribe was honored in New York Thursday with the Henry A. Wallace Award and a $250,000 prize for its fight against the Dakota Access Pipeline. The North Dakota tribe will also receive up to $1 million to transition toward fossil fuel independence. Last summer, Standing Rock youth started a movement to protect land and water by running from their home to the White House in opposition of the project, which then led to months of opposition by the tribe and allies. This month, oil started to flow. Chairman Dave Archambault says despite that, the movement continues.
This is not over. What happened at Standing Rock is not over. It's going to continue. And we're not going to see the results until maybe we're not even here. And it's going to be things, people that carry on our vision into the future.
The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe hopes to stop the flow of oil through court. The Henry A. Wallace Award was established this year to honor those who show courage and will to stand up to corporate and political power. The U.S. Drought Monitor shows most of the Dakotas are under very dry conditions. More from South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Gary Ellenbolt.
The Drought Monitor map comes from the University of Nebraska every Thursday during the growing season. The map shows much of the Dakotas suffering from dry weather. The entire Standing Rock Reservation is in extreme drought this week. That tribal land straddles both South and North Dakota. Officials say 87% of North Dakota is in a drought. About half of South Dakota has at least abnormally dry conditions. Only Flandreau Santee Sioux and Yankton Sioux tribal lands are not touched by drought at this point. The lack of moisture is posing a problem for ranchers who need to take care of cattle. Many livestock sale barns are seeing increased activity from producers who are reducing their herds because of the lack of water and grasses. River and reservoir levels are dropping as well. That could lead to trouble finding water if rain doesn't fall soon. For National Native News, I'm Gary Ellenbolt.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico by Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation, with offices in Anchorage, Alaska. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Annenberg Foundation, and the Ford Foundation.
Support by the Northwest Portland Area Indian Health Board.
Were you born from 1945 through 1965? People born during these years have the highest rates of hepatitis C, yet most don't know they are infected. Hepatitis C is the leading cause of liver cancer, but you can do something about it. Talk to your doctor about getting tested. It could save your life. Visit www.cdc.gov/nomorehepatitis.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.